to a special interview with the man himself, Mr. Martin Fisher. Martin, how are you doing tonight?
Doing extremely well, Jess. How are things in your end of the world?
Oh, I can't complain. You know, except I would really like summer to end. That would be nice.
It has been a brutal Indian summer out here in the Southeast, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. We're at the 51st day above 90 in Baltimore, so.
Ugh.
Yep. So this is kind of a special little interview slash show sort of thing. You know, we've received some questions since you took a break. And so I kind of wanted to sit down and chat with you about what you've been up to, what led you to leave, anything else that's kind of been going on. So I guess first and foremost, what have you been up to?
So what I've been up to, let's see. We'll talk more about the totality of it, but my daughter has graduated from high school.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Nip and tuck. I am 8 weeks from getting my bachelor's degree. I've been a full-time student more or less for the last 2.5 years, and it's about to pay off. Bought a new house, moved into it, and in the process of renovating the old house to turn into a rental. Doubled the size of my department at work. We're hiring about another 7 people over the next 2 months.
Wow.
And we just announced a fairly major acquisition at work where our hospital system is buying another smaller hospital system. And I've been having, off and ongoing health issues as well. So it just, it's all a lot going on.
Yeah, it kind of sounds that way. So now that's interesting that you bring up going to get your bachelor's. So you didn't have it before you started working in information security?
No, what happened was I did the traditional get out of high school, start college thing. And then this is back in the olden days. And I joined the Georgia Army National Guard as a way to help fund my college. And the funny thing is with the National Guard is when the first Gulf War happened, we got federalized.
Ah.
And I spent close to a year on active duty. And that was with 1 semester left. And so when I got back, when I got mustered out of federal service, it was like in the middle of summer, and I needed to get a job because I had no money, and found a job working for a software company, and never went back until 4 years ago when I realized to get the director level kind of job that I was wanting, not having a degree was a huge impediment.
Hmm.
And we can have that argument another day on the podcast. If that's fair or not, it's irrelevant. It's what employers are looking for. And tried a couple of different things. Found the Southern New Hampshire University. They have a totally online program. Really loved them because they took all of my previous college, they took my military education, and bundled it all together and said, okay, to get a bachelor's degree in computer information technology, here's what's left. And they do classes 8 weeks in 8 week cycles. One class is half time, 2 classes at a time is full time, and very reasonably priced, about 1/7 the cost of an equivalent program at the University of Phoenix.
Wow.
And was just when at gangbusters because it was the impediment, for me to move further in my career. It's something I really had to have, because there's only there's the occasional exception people are willing to make, but I don't want to bank my life on being the exception all the time. So, yep.
And I was going to ask, but I think you said it. So you're going for a degree in computer information technology?
A Bachelor of Arts.
Interesting.
Yeah. And actually, the catalog I'm in is the last one where they offer this. And then probably in the June timeframe of next year, I'll start a master's program with SNSU. focusing on information security.
And that was kind of going to be my next question was, so I live just down the road from University of Maryland University College, which I still don't think is a real name for a college, but they say university twice, but they have a degree in cybersecurity that's pretty popular up in this area. And I was curious as to, you know, why going computer information technology versus like a cybersecurity direct degree, but you kind of answer that by going for the master's in that eventually.
Once your bachelor's degree, as long as it's remotely associated with your career path, that's all that matters. With the master's program, they're looking more for focus, especially since my employer, God love them because they're one of the few places that still do it. If it's tied to my job, we'll pay for it. So
wow.
I'm very, very fortunate that program is available for a master's level work. I'm not complaining.
That is pretty cool. Well, good luck with that. As good. You know, I can look over my shoulder and see my diploma, and you know, even as long as it took me to get there, I'm still glad I did it. So
absolutely. I mean, I'm never going to be one of those folks that says, you don't need a degree. You don't, but it's going to limit you in ways that people with degrees won't necessarily be limited. And if you're okay with that, okay. Just don't complain.
Right on. So, you know, you mentioned you had a lot going on. Was that kind of the reason that you took a break from the podcast then?
Yeah, I mean, so things have been boiling for a while. Because I had all that going on. Then leading up to when I took the sabbatical, I was also working on B-Sides Las Vegas as the speaker liaison coordinator. Working with Banshee, which was to me, it's an incredibly important event that if you're going to work on it, you need to dedicate the time and effort. And what was happening to me, and this starts going toward the health problems, is I started having a series of panic attacks. If you've never had one, you don't want one. If you only think you've had one, you haven't. People who've truly had a panic attack, it is one of the most frightening things in the world. The first time it happened to me, I was actually driving to work and managed to pull off the road and sat there shaking for what felt like forever, which was probably about 15 minutes. And, eventually one of the Georgia Hero units, we have these, DOT guys in vehicles that help you if you break down or whatever. Mm-hmm. He pulled up to see how I was doing, and I had sweated through my work clothes. So, you know, dress shirt, tie. I mean, I looked like I jumped in and gotten out of a pool.
Wow.
And the Hero guys are EMTs. So he starts freaking out, calling for an ambulance. And I'm like, no, I'm okay. I'm just going home and change clothes. And called the doctor. They were like, you know, well, come on in, we'll take a look at you. And I kind of went in. They're like, they gave you the classic, you know, you need to control your blood pressure better, you need to lose weight, blah, blah, blah. And I went on my merry way. And then about 4 weeks later, it happened again. And this time it happened in front of my kids. Oh. And scared them to death. And, you know, that's when I realized that things were out of control. So I talked to a very good friend of mine. And his point was, you're doing too much. You're overcommitted. You're not sleeping. You're gaining weight, which for those of you who know me, me gaining weight should truly frighten you. That should not be possible, but it has been. And you need to do something about it. Yeah, whatever. Ignored him. And then finally, this same friend essentially did an intervention. We're sitting down over a beer and It was the classic intervention of, you know, I can't see you do this anymore. You've got to stop it or I'm done. I can't watch this happen anymore.
Wow. And
coming from someone who I've known for 15 years, who's probably one of my closest friends in the world, that's what it took to get through my skull. So that led me to figure out I needed to simplify my life. That involved making some really, really difficult decisions. The first one was that I was putting B-Sides Las Vegas at risk. Fortunately, Chris Carpinello had agreed to be deputy speaker liaison, so there was a backup plan in place. But I had to reach out to Banshee and to Jack and to a couple of the folks and explain I needed to step down and step back. And God bless every single one of them. They were all extremely understanding and extremely supportive. But I still felt like crap having to disappoint people. Or at least I thought I was disappointing people. Because I had made a promise I would do something. And now I wasn't going to be able to do it.
And that never feels good.
It never feels good, especially when you're a high D like me. The number one thing we fear as high Ds from a disc profile perspective is we fear failure. Right. I hate failure with every fiber of my being. And here it's all balled up inside of it. So then I had to get, so I did that. And then I had to make a decision about the podcast. The podcast is something I'm incredibly proud of. We've built something special over the years. It's something I genuinely enjoy doing. But it is, it's time that I needed for something else. So I had to make the very painful choice to step back a little bit. And you and everyone else, were hugely supportive in picking that burn. And I owe you, dude. I really owe you a lot.
No.
It's been huge. And then I just went through the rest of my life and kind of figured out what can I put off? What can I change? What can I reorder? And then for me, it all became around priorities and just being death on things that weren't priorities. So, priority number one was my health. My wife was getting very concerned about my health. So I switched physicians and found someone who was more like doctors used to be, where they just come in for 3 minutes, prescribe drugs, and move on. I pay a little more for it, but it's worth it. And so we've been progressively, getting my blood pressure back under control. I just did a sleep study and have been diagnosed with some pretty serious sleep apnea. So I'm going to be looking like Bane every night with a CPAP device on. And the next thing we're going to go after is looking at bariatric surgery as a way to get my weight under control. Because I'm 48. I still got a lot of good stuff left in me. But if I continue the path I'm on, I probably got less than 5 years. So wow. I need to get this stuff under control.
That's hard, man.
Oh, man. When you have a doctor who's willing to sit down and go, look, this is what's going to happen. You will die. Right? And it's going to be ugly okay, it's real now. It's real now. I'm going to do something about it. And again, fortunately, at work, they've been incredibly supportive. I can't say enough about my employer. It's been fantastic. So, in the time I've been gone, we're in the new house. There were some trials and tribulations, getting that deal to close. My daughter starts college in January. My son seems to be sort of getting his act together in high school. And I finish school at the end of November. And so things, it looks like toward the end of the year here, I will have reached sort of the new normal. And I can start adding the stuff back. And one of the very first things I'll be adding back is the podcast, because I've genuinely missed doing it.
Well, we've missed having you here, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard stories about some of the plotting you've been doing before and after recording. So,
only good things. I promise.
Well, the reason sort of I wanted to talk about this with everybody was, what I went through is not unique. And the choices I made are not unique. I think if we're honest with ourselves within the information security community, we know people who are trying to do too much.
Yep.
And people who are way, way, way over committing themselves. And I'm not going to say that there's not that there, I will not say that for me that all that overcommitting and all that taking on too much was because, you know, I am pure of heart and wish only to give. I wish I could be like that. But here's the drug in play, right? When you are someone in the community who, you know, helps organize a B-sides and has a podcast and, you know, gets to do celebrity, you know, 100,000 cent pyramid at DEF CON, and you get to do all the stuff where people, you know, like my t-shirt said that one at B-sides a couple years ago, you know, I'm a minor internet infosec celebrity. I can see why people who are genuine celebrities lose their effing minds, because there's a drug quality to it. There's an adrenaline high to people knowing you and going, hey, look at him. He's doing awesome. Or, you know, look at Armor Guy. He is it, dude, that is so, oh my gosh. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm a high D. I totally get off on that. And the problem was that I let it get out of control and I began to believe some of the crap people were saying. And now I've seen people were being artificial, right? I think people in our community are genuinely appreciative of the things all of us do. Problem was I was not doing all of it for the right motive. But getting back to it, I mean, there's people who are making the same mistake I made. And it's not good for them. It's not good for the community, because if one of the things I've noticed since I've taken a step back, not just in the podcast, but in other areas, it's allowed other people to step up, and people who didn't have a chance before to do some of those things that they had in them, they're stepping up to fill that void. And that's huge. That's totally huge. I mean, when you have someone who, I'm like, oh, dude, I heard you're, you know, whatever. Are you able to do B-sides in Atlanta? I'm like, I'm not sure. Dude, we would love to be involved. That's awesome, right? So for me, the cautionary tale is you got to take care of yourself, and you got to always you got to keep your ego in check, right?
Yeah.
And ask why you're doing things, especially when you have friends who are willing to look at you and go, you know, dude, you know, what the hell? And I think lastly, the biggest thing is what people need is that support system, where you have people in your life who are willing to sit down and go, you are messing up. And they've got enough credibility with you that you can look past the anger and past the hurt and past the denial. Mm-hmm. And realize they're telling you these things out of love, that they don't, you know, they do care about you, and then you can try to get your stuff back together. It takes time. It took me a long time to get to where I was. It's taken time to unwind it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you're not in the situation I'm in, one of the things you might want to consider is look at amongst your immediate network, and if there is someone like that, and you've got that relationship where you can talk to them about it, start the conversation. Nothing we do in InfoSec is so important that it should cost us our health. There's nothing we do in InfoSec that is so important that
I agreed.
We need to do crazy crap like this. There's nothing that important that we do.
So let me ask you this. Now that you are kind of on the other side of it, right? And obviously it's going to continue to be a process that you go through and something that you, you know, continue to work on. But were there, I don't know, things that you look back now and you're like, when that happened, I should have paid more attention? Like, you know, obviously the panic attack was kind of a bigger one, but was there some stuff before that?
I've thought about that, and I'm still not at a point where I don't think I'm far enough along yet to be able to look back like that and look for the smaller things. I mean, you know, my wife is fairly convinced that she tried to have this conversation with me several times, and I'm probably still at the point where I can rationalize away what she said. And that's shame on me for that. So I'm not through this yet. It's a process. And it's one where you have to hit bottom. And I think, you know, with me, the panic attacks and everything else that happened was hitting bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to do that again, because it's, again, less about me, but the expression on my kid's face when I was going through his panic attack, I never want to see that again.
Yeah.
So for me, it's pretty cut and dried as to what I need to do. I'll probably, as time goes by, start realizing that, you know, the conversation that, you know, Melissa and I had here, or my friend and I had there, or, you know, me missing deadlines over here was an indicator of things not right. But at the end of the day, I'm where I'm at. And I think we can all look at our friends who are in that situation or approaching that situation, and you can just see it, because it's the totality of what's going on that drives it, not any one particular event. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, man, it is. So for the listeners, I guess, this is also my first time hearing Martin's full story. Man, I got to say, like, you know, especially as a friend, it is good to hear that you are doing better, you know?
I'm glad as well. And like I said, I owe it to, you know, a couple, three people who were willing to make me very, very angry and speak truth in a way that it's hard to do. But when it's people you care about, you do what you have to do. And then the question is, if that's you, if you're the person, you know, being intervened with, the ability to realize that you know, the problem may in fact be you. It's not always them. And then what do you do about it? You know, and then figure out what's most important to you, and how do you get that? And hopefully, you know, if this conversation helps anybody, hopefully they've got the support they need. And if you think this is you, seriously, folks, if you think you're in this kind of position, shoot, I'll be that person. Right? Armorguy@gmail.com. Shoot me an email. We'll talk. I can hook you up with resources to help you get through it. And just do the right thing for yourself and your family and your friends. That's all I ask.
Yeah. Man, I think that's as good a place as any to wrap it up.
All right,
it has been great chatting with you again.
Yeah, it's been really good to talk to you. I look forward to getting back in November. And then we'll go from there.
All right. Sounds great.
Cheers.
Cheers.